This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California for hour number two, you're going to say the pledge, and that'll be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
They came back out.
They did.
Yep. We're going to go back in again. See ya. There they go, because it's making a lot of noise. They can't make a bunch of noise at night. There's a hotel there. You know, they're making all that noise in front of the hotel.
That's
all right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out this hour with just a little bit of update and a little bit of audio coming from our friend Greg Cluxton in D.C. at the Capitol. So, Greg, take it away.
Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the deployment is not a long-term change in military plans for Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
He says 3,000 fresh troops are being rushed in to help with a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
And they will be in addition to those troops that are already in Kabul.
The move comes just weeks before the U.S. military is scheduled to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan and with the Taliban taking over much of the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I appreciate Greg's report, but it wasn't exactly accurate.
And why is that?
Because we know that they're in there to get out more than the people in the embassy.
Well, sure, yeah, there's going to be others, as you were talking about before.
There are several thousand other people that are not all sitting in Kabul.
Right.
They're in areas around Kabul, and even a report of some people being stuck in Kandahar, and they need to get them out because if the Taliban get a hold of them, it's lights out.
Yes. Well, one of the things we heard in that report, Captain, is it was a narrowly defined mission. Sometimes I get a little nervous when you hear something like that because as they go in to do this job, it can go south very, very quickly if they are attacked. Of course, they will have to defend themselves, and they should defend themselves. But this sounds like it's a little more dangerous than we're being led to believe at this
point. It's narrowly defined until the bullets start flying and the bombs start dropping.
Yes.
Then it's no longer narrowly defined. All right, well, let's talk about the outrage that's erupted over Justice Amy Coney Barrett and her recent vaccine mandate decision for the college.
Well, that's right. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she was single-handedly essentially turned down appeals by the university, I think it was Indiana University, regarding the mask mandates. Now, she's evidently in charge of being able to do something like that, but what this really does signal is really how the rest of the court likely would rule on these kinds of lawsuits regarding vaccination mandates for the students there at the school. So that's where some, especially in conservative circles, this is where it's having a lot of consternation.
Well, it means that those kids are going to have to get the shot.
Well, that's true. Almost every single major university, Captain, that I'm aware of has a vaccine mandate in place. Some are going a little bit further, saying you have to wear masks, even if you have been vaccinated, while attending class or inside, school facilities, that kind of thing.
Now, the Baltimore mayor at a recent press conference told the unvaccinated citizens that started yelling at him because of the mandate there, he told them, he says, shut up. It's your fault that we're going to have to go back to indoor mask mandates.
Well, yeah, that was his sentiment, of course.
What he said.
And the way he expressed it. But here's the thing, though, too, Captain. What this does, it actually is another point of division, whether it's racial division, whether it's political division, economic division. This is a new kind of division that when you start going down this road with that kind of talk and sentiment, it means that you can't really find any kind of accommodation or anything with this. And so it divides people into two separate groups. And that doesn't do well for getting through this crisis.
Now, I first heard about this next story from Trucker Eric yesterday when he sent me an email and said, did you know? And I said, yes, I did. But here's the story, because we haven't had a chance to mention it here. The Biden administration has discussed mandating vaccines for interstate travel.
Isn't that something? You know, obviously, with all of the so-called mask vaccine mandates, we see industry doing this, companies. They won't let you come back to work unless you're vaccinated. But the idea of free travel in between states without any kind of papers, let's just say it's a hallmark of the American Republic. And to change that would be very weird.
What it means is they're talking about putting people on the border of the interstate highways when you come into a state and show me your papers, please, your papers. All right. Hold that thought. Can't make this stuff up. It's there. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and don't forget, Mark will be on many of these same stations Sunday night with Armed American Radio. Make sure you tune in. It's a great show all about, well, weapons and about your gun rights. Now, this portion of the program also brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Just trot on over to the MyPillow.com website, and you're going to see a logo button there that says Radio Listener Specials. Well, on that page, there's at least 14 items that are on sale below the normal reduced price that you would get. So they're even better priced over there than they are if you just use the promo code. So if you go to MyPillow.com and you go to the button that's there that says Radio Listener Specials, click on it. It'll take you to all the different things that are there, and you can use the promo code CAPTAIN to save yourself a boatload of money. Now, in addition to that, if you want to call them, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll be able to speak to a live person, and they'll answer any questions that you've got. So the promo code for MyPillow.com to save you money is CAPTAIN, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. 5459. Now back to Kyle Warren from the Professor of Politics Land. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, well, how'd you like that one? Professor of Politics Land.
That's right.
All right. We were talking off the air about this interstate travel, and the conservatives have swung back saying it's immoral and unconstitutional. But you told me in California on I-15 coming back from Las Vegas, they now have a new inspection station that they move way up from Barstow closer to Nevada, probably to keep the people from jumping off on the two lanes and running around.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It was a few years in the making, but just as you come across the California border heading south on I-15, you now duck into this special station, and there's a big truck station there as well where they can do inspections and so forth, and the CHP is there. So you come through, and instead of coming just outside Barstow, basically, where they stop you and say, do you have any fruits or vegetables, basically, that you're bringing with you? So at some point, are you going to have to, you know, take out your COVID passport or something like that? But the idea of, it smacks of the idea that you would have to present travel papers. It seems to go beyond the idea of, are you transporting fruits or vegetables that could bring the medfly to California, that kind of thing.
Well, leave it to California to do that.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Joe Biden in 2009 was doing what? What was his occupation then?
As vice president.
Now, when he was vice president in 2009, Kyle, he had a statement he made, which kind of fits it all into where we're at today. You ready?
Yep.
We have to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt.
Spending more money to not go bankrupt. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, you know, he was saying that in context with passing the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act at the time. And he actually said this, Captain. He says, we're going to go bankrupt as a nation. He says, people ask me, what are you talking about, Joe? You're telling me we have to go spend more money to keep from going bankrupt? His response was, the answer is yes. Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Well,
and that was a much more lucid Biden back then.
To anybody who's ever gone bankrupt, they will tell you the first thing that they do once they get a hold of all your bills and all your expenses is they reduce your payments and get them down to a level to where you can actually afford to make the payments. And like it or not, your creditors either agree, depending on the type of bankruptcy that you have, if they agree 100%, then you are able to do that. If they don't, then all bets are off, and then you just file bankruptcy and wipe them out.
Yes, exactly. But in this context, I think, you know, he was trying to make it look like, don't worry, we're going to spend all this money on Obamacare, and it's actually going to keep the nation solvent or something. But that's a lot of political rhetoric. But of course now, Captain, the spending of Obamacare probably just it pales in comparison.
Yeah, well, he obviously doesn't know the way it works.
Nope.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone line, and I believe I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, this is Elliot. Good morning, Captain. Captain, I'd like to share with your audience what Bobby Bowden means to me. You know, for years I watched Bobby Bowden and sports veteran Gene Deckerhoff speak of Bobby Bowden's love to get to know the whole family of his players. Now, Bobby was a people's person. Whether you were poor, middle class, or wealthy, Bobby reached out to players' families and spoke about them on his football show with Gene Deckerhoff. I used to travel to the country woods of North Tallahassee, a blues club owned by a black Cajun Louisiana family. Now, the area was called Killarn. That's where Bobby Bowden's split-level FHA-style 60-70s home is. I know because a couple at the Blue Shack lived in Bobby Bowden's neighborhood. Coach Bowden was a one-on-one person who set the bar high, looked at the successful athletes who became multimillionaires, and you know who they are. On Sunday, Coach Bowden will arrive at his final destination, his alma mater, Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, then on to his final resting place near Trustville, Alabama. Captain, from 1990 to 1995, I worked for Florida A&M University, and 90.5 producing Latin American jazz, merengue, salsa, and at Florida State, I broadcast my Latin shows on 200,000-watt stations called WFSU, WFSQ, heard in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and beyond. I met Coach Bobby Bowden once as he was being interviewed at the media center. I met Charlie Ward, a Georgia country boy, Florida State quarterback. I met and talked to him as we were filling up at the BP gas station down the street from Florida State. Bobby Bowden means a hell of a lot to me, and he means a hell of a lot to a lot of people because he was a people's person. He didn't give a damn whether you were wealthy, middle class, or poor. He reached out to everyone. God bless
Elliot,
Bobby Bowden.
Elliot, do you know where I met Bobby Bowden?
Where you met him at?
At a Donald Trump rally.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He was in Cat, the Marine Cat Skipper was there right behind him, and I was right beside him, not very far away.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was strange, man. You know, when I came out of Florida State University's WFSU, WFSQ Media Center, mm-hmm. Bobby was being interviewed on the other side of the building, and when him and I just made contact coming out of the building, he sort of paused as he was talking to people and looked at me as if he knew me, mm-hmm. or maybe I was one of the family's sons or something that he came across. He was a gentle person, man.
He was a real deal, my friend, and thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yep, he was a real deal, Kyle. You know who we're talking about, right, Bobby Bowden?
Right, right.
Yeah, he was a real deal. Hall of Fame coach, a Hall of Fame individual.
Amazing, yeah.
Yep. Now, get this one. Okay. The Customs and Border Patrol, during the month of July, encountered and took into custody 703 Russians.
Wow.
Russians.
Wow. Well, again, we've got people coming across the border, Captain, from all points on planet Earth, it would seem, because they know that it's open. They know that they're not going to really, you know, in this case, though, obviously it's good to know that they might have stopped some people that, again, aren't supposed to come to the country without coming through the right way.
Well, we don't know, but I'll tell you what, between the Chinese students that are here, 300,000-400,000, whatever the heck it is, and all the Russians that are here, probably more than half of them are here as spies.
Well, exactly right. But what we're talking about here with catching people coming across the border, I mean, I guess there's no border crisis. You know, I'm being facetious, of course, but that's what the Biden administration would have us believe. There's no border crisis.
And I'm all for getting rid of Mayorkas. Mayorkas does not know what he's doing. He's got his head stuck so far up his behind, he doesn't understand where the sunlight is.
Well, that's a good way of putting it.
I mean, the guy is just a joke, and of course they had some audio of him this week from some sort of meeting he was having with his Border Patrol agents, and he said, well, we just can't have these numbers anymore. We can't have these numbers. This is not sustainable. We can't do this. After telling everybody, well, it's all under control.
Well, exactly. But
there is no crisis.
Right, right. But here's the thing. I mean, if everybody in the Biden administration was just incompetent, that might be one thing.
Right.
But these seem to be the, you know, policy objectives that
right.
we have going on.
You're right. You yeah. are so very right. Okay, well, let's see here. We don't either. I think we're coming right up on the break here. Here comes the music. Okay, when we come back on the other side of the break, folks, Kyle Warren and I will be talking about Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Mitt Romney, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and also the CDC and something that they decided yesterday. Wait till you hear all of that. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban is once again gaining ground in Afghanistan, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul
from nearby locations outside Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says all the violence we're seeing in Afghanistan is due to the Biden administration's plan regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops, of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Remember, you can save 20% by using the code RE20. All you have to do is go to the website, theronedwards.com, to find out more about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Use the code, using the code RE20 to save 20% on that coffee. And we'll tell you more about it right after we hear from Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook.
A man named George Washington Carver was born an 1864 slave, yet achieved greatness because he knew he had a purpose. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, as a very small boy exploring the woods where he resided, Carver said that he had the impression someone had just been there ahead of him. A few years later, in those same woods, Mr. Carver said he was overwhelmed by the sense of some great presence. He noted not only had someone been there, but someone was there. Carver noted that years later, when he read in the scriptures, quote, "In him we live and move and have our being." He understood that never since had he been without his consciousness of the Creator speaking to him. Carver considered the out-of-doors to be more and more a great cathedral in which God would continuously be spoken to and heard from. George Washington Carver believed he was hearing from God when he discovered 300 uses of peanuts and hundreds more uses for soybeans, pecans, and sweet potatoes, which could have benefited mankind, but the benefits were blocked from ever reaching the masses during the FDR administration. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and don't forget Constitutional Grounds is the delicious hot air-roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about, because if you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display via the RonEdwards.com website and make your purchase. Also, be sure to utilize the promo code RE20, and you'll receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we still got a lot of ground to cover here, so we're going to get going on it. So let's get on with this one. Senator Lindsey Graham says that Joe Biden is the most incompetent national security president in modern history. That's all I heard during the campaign from Donald Trump.
Well, sure. And it really does, strain credulity, Captain, that somebody could get all this national security information and still do the things that Joe Biden appears to be doing.
He's absolutely turned this country upside down. And what he's done in Afghanistan, I don't even have the words. And I don't want to say something that would get me in trouble. But what he's done in Afghanistan is a national embarrassment to this country.
It is a national embarrassment, the way all this is being handled, the situation in which we now find ourselves, and the real notion here of giving up a major strategic area of the world to our chief competitor now, basically, chief rival, China. In terms of the influence that they can now exert, come in and do things and presumably be able to, write their ticket for that.
Yeah, very much so. Now, we'll get into that, more of that, I'm sure, down the line. But Senator Mitt Romney, $28.4 trillion debt is just too much. Must ensure the entitlement programs are funded. Well, that would be Social Security. That would be welfare, that would be unemployment, that would be health insurance. What am I missing?
Well, you're right. All the ilk of that. Captain? It seems like it used to be that, there was a real concern that these things would go down or there wouldn't be enough money. But of course, now we can simply print money, trillions and trillions of dollars, and we can just simply make it up as we go along, evidently.
That'd be a good sideline, right? Get yourself a printing press.
Well, exactly. But again, it seems like there's a fundamental shift going on, and many of these entitlement programs have been there a long time, but now what is it going to mean when we get a few more years down the road?
Now, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who's a little firebrand of her own from Colorado, a Republican congresswoman, she wants to censure Joe Biden. She wants to bring that action in the House of Representatives. Now, there's not enough votes to do that, but she might want to wait till the Republicans get in control. Then that could be a possibility. And then she wants to impeach the DHS secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, over the border crisis. And to that I say, have at it. That's a no-brainer.
Well, sure, and you're right. She's not going to have the votes, but this is akin to Democrats in some cases coming in and saying they want to do this or that to President Trump at one time or another. What this does, it does get the notion out there. It does raise her visibility, of course. But something that everybody should be able to agree upon is the border crisis is completely out of control, and there has to be some change in the leadership there. And so that's where Mayorkas comes into play.
Bingo. Now, it's fair to assume, that consumer confidence has been plunging every month for a while. Now, we just found out that yesterday the consumer confidence numbers that came out plunged to a two-decade, that means 20-year, two-decade low on inflation, unemployment, and financial woes.
Well, that's right, but what are we told? We're told, no, really, this is things are booming, and it's going to go away. It somehow, Captain, the
I've heard the word temporary. Well, there's nothing temporary in what I'm looking at.
Well, precisely, but the consumers, they understand it. They see what's happening. They are on the ground with this, and they're going to start pulling back.
And the reason I know it's not temporary is because I'm sitting here looking once again at the two prices that control almost everything that happens in the country and the world, and it's crude oil and the commodities in general. And here we go. Crude oil is up near record levels, or not crude oil, the barrels, sorry. The wholesale price index without the taxes on gasoline and diesel is up near record levels, and it's not going down anytime soon.
No, it's not. And, with the inflation that we're seeing, if consumers begin pulling back, and consumer spending is two-thirds of the economy, basically, it's going to be doubly hard to get them to come back again, especially, Captain, especially if we see more and more impact from the Delta variant and response to that, either by government or private industry.
Now, the CDC yesterday and their panel said that a third COVID-19 vaccine dose will be needed for some of the immunocompromised people. What do they mean by that term?
Right. Well, it means that those who might have, for example, they might be suffering from cancer. They might have other immunodeficiency issues and so forth.
So their antibodies are down.
Yes, exactly. Or they're much more vulnerable because of whatever medical condition they have. So this is being talked about. We know that already in places like Israel, they're doing the third shot, basically, and they may even be doing, may bring it on for people 45 and older. But this could become the norm sooner than later, and it may be pitched in this manner. Well, you get a flu shot every year, so you're going to go get a COVID booster shot at some point, because I have a feeling they'll begin to emphasize rolling it out for everybody else who doesn't fit those other categories.
Yeah, and you know, it's been widely reported that about 40% of the illegal border crossers are testing positive for coronavirus, and of course, once they get apprehended and get sent around wherever they go in the U.S., they're still coronavirus positive. I mean, I don't think they've really done anything to them. And that's helping to spread the coronavirus around the country.
Well, Captain, what
is their goal? Which is their goal?
Well, exactly. And our Constitution clearly states, right, provide for the common defense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're letting a bunch of people into the country, you know, we know why they're doing it, for political reasons, but if you're doing that and people coming in are already infected, that doesn't provide for the common defense. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, well, they're looking for votes.
Of course, yeah.
And they believe that these people are all votes.
Well, exactly, because what the next phase would be declaring massive amnesty and putting people on a pathway, very short pathway.
Oh, by the way, yeah. The Senate passed the amnesty yesterday.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is unfortunately unfolding in ways that many on the far left want it to happen, and they've got Joe Biden doing it.
And I'm shocked that the Senate was able to do that, because that's one thing that they under no circumstances could they have let that go through, but they did. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at our second Truckers Highway and Byway report to see if anything's changed out there. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back. It's a beautiful night where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. And by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. That is America's largest truck stop chain. They're also the best truck stop chain. Pull in there and find out why and become a member of the Drivers Club. Now, when you do that, go in there and say, hey, if you're not a member, say, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me if I stopped in here, I'd get a free cup of coffee for mentioning that. And you will. You will. But guess what? Join the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy. And you'll get points for the supplies you buy in the store. Adds up real quick. Next thing you know, you'll be spending and saving a whole bunch of money right there. Okay, here we go with AC/DC on steroids. A little bit more rock for you. That's AC/DC, Shoot the Thriller. That's from the movie Iron Man number 2, right, Kyle?
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, they are getting it on. I'll tell you what, I believe the dancers, because of the way they were dancing, I believe those are the Rockettes.
They're doing all those moves,
yeah, because I've seen the Rockettes a number of times at Radio City Music Hall when my wife was alive. She loved to go there. And it looked just like I was watching the Rockettes.
Yeah. The Iron Man dancers in that film. Exactly, yep.
Well, they were getting it. Well, there was to it. They were getting it. All right. Well, we're going to get with the weather, and you tell us what's going on out west, and I'll let everybody know that in Arizona we got quite a bit of rain, and we got rain over in New Mexico, too. So take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Tonight, at least as we're going into the weekend here in Phoenix, Arizona, still reading heavy thunderstorms and lightning on Saturday. Looks like partly cloudy, but still hot, 96 degrees forecast. But the flash flood warnings all over the state of Arizona, from about the mid part of the state on down to the border, also east over into New Mexico. So this is where you're going to continue to have these flash flood watches in Las Cruces, Carlsbad, Tucumcari, Albuquerque, Santa Fe area. So be very careful if you're traveling in that area, of course, because of those ongoing possible thunderstorms. Air quality alerts, of course, still going on in western Wyoming. Up our friends in Missoula tonight also have bad air quality, unfortunately. Excessive heat for Washington State. Seattle, I think, reading smoke right now, by the way. Again, all this smoke all over the Pacific Northwest is really causing a major, major catastrophe. Excessive heat warnings coming down the western coast through Portland, Medford, all the way down through central California, down into southern California, and going out through the high deserts, through Victorville, Barstow, Ridgecrest on your way to Las Vegas. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and let's see, the northeastern corner of Arkansas coming across I-40 into Memphis, and then about 40 or 50 miles into Tennessee, on down from the Kentucky border down to the northern part of Mississippi. You've got some fog tonight. Over along the coast of North Carolina, something just popped up over there. It kind of looks like as if we've got a combination of high heat and maybe some thunderstorms in the mix over there in North Carolina, from about Wilmington up to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. We'll see. But then again, you do have this storm now, which is still Fred, and it is right now making the turn, starting to come around the corner there off Cuba. And it's going to be out further in the Gulf of Mexico, thank God, than what it was going to be to begin with, because tonight through Monday there's going to be heavy rainfall pretty much along the coastline. It won't be very far inland in Florida until you get up into the panhandle, wherever this thing's going to come ashore. There will be some wind. There will be some rain. Not sure how much strength in the wind is going to be. Right now it's 35 miles an hour. It'll be up to a tropical storm strength here, probably by the end of the day, if not sooner. And right behind it is Gloria. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, it's about a week or 10 days away, and it's already stronger, slightly stronger than this one is, and the barometric pressure is lower, which means it's starting to intensify.
Exactly right, and this is how it's going to go. I mean, one storm could act a certain way, but then the conditions are different for the next one coming down the pike.
Yep, and tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him doing what he does. And right now we're going to jump out of the frying pan into the fire, and we're going to get into some Afghanistan talk, because we're going to be talking about it for a little bit. But we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us right now. So, Denise Simon, good morning. How the heck are you?
Good morning.
All right. Well, Afghanistan, I don't mind telling you, this is a big freaking cluster, and I'm not going to go with the other word I'm thinking of. But the fact of the matter is, I've talked to a lot of Afghani veterans, and they're mad. They're really mad about the fact that some of the people they left behind, that they knew we were going to get out because that's what everybody was told, are not going to get out.
I don't know that I could be any more furious than I am either. I had posted a few things on Facebook yesterday, and a colonel was watching it, and somebody I've known for a while, he just picked up the phone and he just said, and called me. He just said, this is outrageous. And I said, yeah. So, you know, leaving Afghanistan, you know, we've been wanting to leave for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had years and years and years to plan how we were going to leave Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we haven't been in military conflict in Afghanistan since Obama was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known all along that the Afghanis can't fight and
yep.
won't fight.
Yep.
So why were we giving them all of our hardware, and why are we bringing Afghan alleged pilots to the United States to train them to fly when they don't have the will and there's so few of them?
Mm-hmm.
So for Biden to put this date out there as he did and stick to it come hell or high water is what has caused a human tragedy of sorts that I don't even necessarily know how to describe.
That's true. That's all true.
You know, there are human rights people that are on the ground in Afghanistan, and what they are themselves describing is beyond war crimes.
Yep.
It is, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you. I've been hearing it and seeing it, and it's unbelievable. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills and all that good stuff. We got plenty to talk about tonight. Obviously, we got to get Afghanistan thoroughly taken care of here, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.